His Word, Eternal Presence. Eternal are His power and His radiation. Eternal is His Word to all divine beings, to the whole of His creation, and through several impulses also to people who fulfill the infinite law of love for God and neighbor. It flows and gives. It gives strength, love, and wisdom to the whole. The work of the deed, which is the same as evolution. All spirit beings, all suns and celestial bodies receive His Word, that is, eternal presence. All of nature, including the minerals, receive His Word and pass it on according to their conscience. All stones, every inconspicuous plant, and the tiniest flower receive His Word and are a part of His consciousness. Every mighty, we say, old tree, every mighty shrub, indeed, every single leaf on a shrub is consciousness that has become form. Because His Word is omnipresent consciousness, eternal presence. The same applies to every little animal, whether a microorganism, a beetle, a butterfly, a reptile, an animal in the woods and fields, or an animal living in a herd, whether it is a domestic animal or a so-called wild animal. Animals of all kinds on the earth, in the soil, in the waters, in the air, receive His Word. This is the Almighty Father, Mother, God, who loves all of us and irradiates His love in His primordial eternal law of love for God and neighbor. His call is also His Word. I am the I Am, eternally. At this time, His Word is revealed through the supporting pair of divine wisdom, the third basic power, before the throne of God. The Cherub of Wisdom, once in Isaiah, summarized His Word, eternal presence, that was given in a 4,000-year cycle. From Abraham to Gabriele. According to His promise as Isaiah, which has been handed down, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. The Seraph of Divine Wisdom also incarnated to fulfill with the Cherub of Divine Wisdom what He had promised as Isaiah. My word shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. The supporting pair of the divine wisdom works together in the mission of the Christ of God for the return of all fallen souls and ensouled human beings. The seraph in the earthly garment as the prophetess and emissary of God for the present time. And the cherub, the prince of the divine wisdom from the kingdom of God, as spiritual teacher and guardian being. His word, eternal presence, is available in the present time at the Sophia Library and from the Gabriele Publishing House, The Word. From the cornucopia of wisdom, His Word, Eternal Presence, is translated into many languages in books or available as DVDs or CDs. His Word, Eternal Presence, can be ordered worldwide in many bookstores or in the internet shop of the Gabriele Publishing House, The Word. His Word, Eternal Presence, has become worldwide. Feedback and letters of thanks for His Word, Eternal Presence, come from all the countries of the earth. More and more people worldwide grasp the unique event in our present time. The kingdom of God inclines toward the willing people before this world passes away. Cherub and seraph of the divine wisdom are the supporting pair of the divine wisdom, the third basic power before God's throne, eternally, which fulfills its mission for the Christ of God on earth, to prepare the ways for Him, the Son of God and Redeemer of all souls and ensouled human beings, which is echoed in His words, "I come soon." His word, Eternal Presence, indicates that His word, Eternal Presence, is not bound to the word of revelation through the mouth of a prophet. It is far, far more eternal presence, eternally, for all His created beings. From the first respirated atom of light. And it indicates that it is going back to the kingdom of God. The energy of the fall has run out. It is over with matter. Fetching home into the kingdom of God through the Christ of God is announced. Therefore, also the words of the Christ of God, "No more flesh and no more blood, no human beings and no human words. It is done. God is."